This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with meteorologist Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com about February of next year and how the weather might be in your part of the country. But first, Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg said that a dislike button is finally coming to Facebook. He said people have asked about a dislike button for many years, and today is a special day because today, he says, is the day that I actually get to say we are working on it and we are very close to shipping a test of it. Zuckerberg said, "We don't want to turn Facebook into a forum where people are voting up or down on people's posts. That doesn't seem like the kind of community we want to create. You don't want to go through the process of sharing some moment that was important to you in your day and have someone downvote it. What people really want is the ability to express empathy. Not every moment is a good moment. If you are sharing something that is sad, then it may not feel comfortable to like that post." Zuckerberg says Facebook expects to start testing soon, then launching a wider rollout. Your gaydar doesn't really work, and it's offensive. Researchers found that gaydar doesn't really exist, and people just rely on stereotypes to tell if someone is gay. They add that stereotyping that comes with gaydar is also harmful because it creates a sense that those people are inherently different. A Shania Twain fan went into cardiac arrest during the singer's concert, but his life may have been saved when an emergency app called Pulse Point alerted over 40 people within the arena, including emergency responders located in the man's section. Lucky for him, Shania had given free tickets to local fire stations for her show at Spokane Veterans Arena in Washington. The city's assistant fire chief says some of those firefighters were seated in the exact row of the man who went into cardiac arrest. When fans saw he wasn't breathing, they called 911. The Pulse Point app automatically notified over 40 people in the arena. The app only alerts you if you're within a quarter mile of someone in cardiac arrest. When the alert was sent, all could see exactly where the man was seated, as well as the nearest defibrillator. A paramedic and one retired firefighter responded immediately. The unidentified man is recovering and said to be doing well. Elton John thanks Russia's Putin for calling him. But did he really call him? Elton thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin for reaching out to talk to him about lesbian and gay rights. The legendary singer posted on his Instagram account this week that Putin called him by telephone and they will meet in Russia to talk about equality. The call came after John did an interview saying he wanted to meet with Putin over his, quote, ridiculous attitude on gay rights. Later in the day, Putin's press secretary said that Mr. Putin had never spoken to Elton John. This does not correspond to reality. There was no conversation. He said his office could not be sure the Instagram post was actually Elton John's, but he said that Putin was open to discussion about everything and that he did not doubt the president would be willing to speak to Elton John or anybody else. British actress Helen Mirren described how one particular body language signal, usually seen as a form of affection between couples, actually irritates her. Mirren said, "It annoys me when I see men with an arm slung around their girlfriend's shoulders. It's like ownership." She added, "Of course, when you're young, you want the guy to take your hand and look after you, but I see a lot of girls being leaned on. I want to say, tell him to get his darned arm off your shoulder." The 70-year-old actress said women are still toddlers trying to find their position at the age of sexual liberation, birth control, education, and financial independence. "We're still finding our path, and yes, we're making a lot of mistakes along the way." Mirren also said that for women's roles or lack thereof in films to change, the world has to change, and that starts with women taking a stand for themselves. Rocker John Mellencamp was spotted out at dinner with supermodel Christy Brinkley in New York City this week. It was their first date, though the two stars share the same management team and have known each other for a long time. Mellencamp split from actress Meg Ryan in August of last year after 3 years of dating, but the exes remain close. Brinkley's ex-husbands include Billy Joel, Richard Taubman, and Peter Cook. She has been on the market since her divorce from Cook in 2008. Season 21 of Dancing with the Stars premiered this week with the season's stars, including actor Gary Busey, chef Paula Deen, one of the Backstreet Boys, a housewife, and an American hero. Bindi Irwin, daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin and boy band member Nick Carter, walked away with the top scores in week one, followed closely by singer Tamar Braxton and actor Carlos Peña Vega. Carlos managed to win the husband versus wife jive battle against his wife Alexis Vega. On the other end of the spectrum, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak earned the lowest scores, while Chaka Khan was only 1 point ahead of her. Some shoppers actually like that retailers have an early Christmas push. One survey found that roughly 1 in 7, or 32 million Americans, have already begun buying for the holidays. They also found that 2% of all consumers, or about 4.6 million people, have already crossed everything off their list. Another survey found that one-third of shoppers across the U.S., England, and Canada have already kicked off their holiday shopping. A regular guest is Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? You know, as we've been doing for the past several weeks, I'm looking ahead weather-wise through this coming winter. This week, I'll be looking ahead to February 2016. Of course, that's the heart of the winter season. I usually start out with a general outlook for the nation, starting out with temperatures first, and I'll do that again. February looks to be a cooler than normal month for much of the nation. The Northeast, west through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and the western half of the nation on the cold side, the middle of the nation quite cold as well. Expect warmer temperatures in the southeastern part of the United States, also warm in eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina, western Virginia, into the Baltimore, Washington area. As for precipitation, the Northeast, west through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Central Plains look to be drier than normal. The Pacific Northwest also on the dry side. Wetter weather can be expected in the mid-Atlantic states, eastern Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, Baltimore, and Washington. Also slightly above normal precipitation in northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, much of Texas. Looks like California also looks like it'll get sufficient rainfall during February. As for snowfall during the month of February, much of the nation is below normal, especially New England and upstate New York, where locations could be some 15 to 20 inches below normal during the month of February. Now let's get specific. See how weather is going to be at your house. Starting out in the Tennessee Valley, Memphis can expect temperatures to average about 1 to 2 degrees below normal in February. Huntsville and Decatur, on the other hand, about 1 to 2 inches cooler than normal as well. Looking at northern Mississippi, Tupelo should have temperatures about normal during February. Central Mississippi, Jackson, Vicksburg, Meridian, on the mild side, temperatures running some 1 to 3 degrees warmer than normal. Southern Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Biloxi, Gulfport, pretty close to normal, a degree or two one way or the other. Western Kentucky, Paducah, may see temperatures slightly below normal, maybe a degree or so during February. St. Louis, looking at readings about 2 to 3 degrees below normal. And in the Northeast, where temperatures are expected to be cooler than normal, Philadelphia, looking at temps about 2 to 3 degrees below the norm. As for precipitation, again, starting out in the Tennessee Valley, looks like normal to above normal precip for Memphis and Huntsville for February. Northern Mississippi, Tupelo, Greenville, Greenwood, Columbus, looks like normal precipitation, even above normal. It could be 2 to 3 inches above normal in February in certain spots. Central Mississippi, also above normal precip expected, both in Vicksburg and Meridian, looking at 1 to 2 inches above the norm. Southern Mississippi, Biloxi, Gulfport. On the dry side, precipitation 2 to 4 inches below what is normally expected. St. Louis, see precipitation averages also 1 to 2 inches below normal. Even Philadelphia are on the dry side, about an inch below what is normally expected. As for snowfall, Memphis, pretty close to normal in February. Huntsville, on the other hand, may see snowfall about 3 to 5 inches above the norm. Interesting. Northern Mississippi, Tupelo, Greenville, a light coating of snow during February is possible. Central Mississippi, Jackson, Vicksburg, Meridian, not much snow expected. Again, a dusting during February. Southern Mississippi, as is usually the case, I'm not seeing any snowfall at all. Paducah, not looking at any big snowstorms. We'll end up February with below normal snowfall. and St. Louis also showing below normal snowfall for February. And remember, I said in the northeastern part of the country, it'll be snow-starved. Well, Philadelphia should be about 3 to 5 inches below normal during the month of February. Next week, we look at March 2016.
I'd love to hear from you. What are your comments about America Weekend? Send me an email to Mike A.W., like America Weekend, Mike A.W., at MikeBennettRadio.com. So email me at Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. Now you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter at MikeBennett11. Hope to hear from you soon. With meteorologist Jim Witt at TheWeatherWiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.